Says Vayidaber Hashem al Moish b'midbar Sinai b'oil Moed, the first pasuk of this mitzvah b'midbar, and the Medrash Rabba comments on the pasuk Vayidaber Hashem al Moish leimar v'shloisha dvarim nitno hatoira, with three things the Torah was given, be'esh, be'mayim u'v'midbar. Be'esh minayim. Because it says, it was Eish, the Pasuk goes on to say, the Medrash goes on to say, the Pasuk by Mayim, but Midbar, there's always, what's it coming to teach us, and Ma'elu Bechinom, Chol Boi Oilom, Chazir Beit Torah Chinom Heng, Shenemar, Havikol Tzomei Lechul Amayim. The Medrash comments on the Pasuk, Ve'yidaber Hashem, Amoy Shalem, Bin Midbar Sinai, the Torah was given by Midbar to teach us the Yesoid, to teach us the Yesoid that it's for free, it's up for grabs. This we will discuss Be'ez Hashem Shavuos night, that Kavona of the Chinom. The meaning of the three things says Nimshul Torah was Nimshul to three things: the Gimel Dvarim Nitna Torah Be'esh Mamayim. There is a remez of these three things: the Ksav Sofer is Masbir, the Sinas on Mayim, like Mayim, as the Gemara tells us, is something that goes from a high place to a low place. Torah is only nikkus is the ksav sofer. That's what the remez to mayim. The remez to eish, obviously, is based, he says, because it's just like the eish that meira haderech. Torah guides us. Torah enlightens us. Torah directs us and guides us our whole life, just like a fire, just like a light in the darkness. And by Midbar, says the Ksav Sofer, is Habricha Mechayim Moisra, is the union of being in a Midbar. Torah needs the union of the Midbar to be not surrounded by Chayim Moisra, to be a person that's not running after the goodies of Olam Hazeh. That's how I acquire Torah. Therefore, the three things the Torah is merumis to, is compared to, is three different understandings of how Torah can influence our lives and how Torah can be acquired. I would like to take this a step further, not a step further, but in my own insight, Rabbi Yisrael, and I think it's a double question, but I think the message is so important, Rabbi Yisrael, especially as we're holding so close to the day of Matan Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, and it's so chaval, Rabbi Yisrael, that everybody here, they might think, oh, this is the shmuz, we got out for the shmuz, Rabbi Yisrael. What are we here for, Rabbi Yisrael? What are we here in this world for, Rabbi Yisrael? Making a mistake, you know, even those who are not here, I should be talking to those who are there, those who are not here, Rabbi Yisrael, making a terrible mistake and missing out on the opportunity for life. For life, Rabbi Yisrael. But we say in the Shmuzin, it's not my Shmuzin, any Shmuzin, but they say in the Shmuzin and the Torah, it's chizuk that a person could be inspired for his whole life, Rabbi Yisrael, and be zeichah to an unbelievable, successful, happy life. Divrei Musa, Divrei Techocha, Divrei Inspiration, Rabbi Yisrael, something that can affect the person his whole life, Rabbi Yisrael. Especially a person who are holding to one of the most important days in the history of the calendar, the history of the world. As we know, every year it's a we revisit that day, of the day when the world came to its completion. The world was standing in abeyance, ready to be destroyed, if not in a Yetzias HaTeva. Says the Pasuk, Vayere Vayivoyke Yoy Mashishi. It was the sixth day. Look, Rashi doesn't say Yoyim Shishi, Ela Yoyim HaShishi. Melamed that the whole world was waiting for that day of Kabbalah Sefer. And if the Torah was not going to be accepted by Klal Yisrael, the entire universe, every single aspect of the universe would go back to Tohu, would go back to null and void, would go back to emptiness, would go back to zero. And like Rav Chaim Volozhin says, not only at that time when Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma, did the world remain waiting for that Kabbalah, that announcement, that declaration. But in every generation, in every minute, in every second of the world, if there is no Torah being learned, the world goes back to Torah Vavad. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, it's a davar pashut. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread us out amongst the Goliaths. And when we're going to sleep over here, or when we should be going to sleep over here, they're getting out there in America, it's midday. Depends when you go to sleep, some night. And when they're getting on to sleep over there in America, at least in our yeshiva, we're getting up. Some of us haven't gone to sleep yet. But that's the Metzius. Why? For there can't be 1 second, 1/4 of a second without Liman HaTorah. For if not, President Obama could be on his red line talking to Putin about North Korea, how they have to attack it. He has his red phone, it's just been ringing. He's about to pick it up, the whole world. There's no learning. Forget about North Korea, South Korea. Forget about the Taiwanese. Everybody goes back. There's nothing left. Void! Come on, President Obama didn't make his call yet. Come on, take it easy, Rabbi. Carmelo Anthony didn't finish the layup. Game 7 of the championship. He's about to make the layup to win the championship. It can't end here, Rabbi! It's overtime in the Stanley Cup! They have a breakaway, 2-on-1. This could be it! That's it, Rabbi Sai. No net anymore. And the goalie soon disappeared also. And the whole world disappears! Why? Because there's not, at that second, split second in the world, there was no learning going on. Of course, you have to internalize, you have to think about what I'm saying to you. It's so amazing. Of course, we think about it, you know, we don't appreciate, you don't realize, of course, that the key Torah that's being learned keeps the entire world up, of course. We get to the Torah, and you make a bracha, Rabbi Sai. Afterwards, v'chaye oylam nota b'soicheinu. And we sing it very b'shmach and tzivos Torah. And it can be even more b'shmach and tzivos Torah when we had a buzz beforehand. But we sing v'chaye oylam nota b'soicheinu. What do those words mean, Rabbi Sai? Says Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, v'chaye oylam nota b'soicheinu. The entire world, the life of the world, Nota B'Soicheinu, he implanted in us. The entire universe is implanted in us. How can it be? We have been implanted in us the entire universe. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, Because if for 1 second we didn't stop and cease to learn Torah, it's gone forever. No world. Come on. Don't get so excited over there. My great-great-grandmother's chasana is next week. It can't end here. No, 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 no. She's getting married for the 18th time. Grandma Sarah, great-great-great-grandma Sarah. She's obviously great. So many men like her. Can't end this. This is the number one. This is her chai chasana. It has to go on. Great-great-grandma. She's wearing a special gown. She just got a special great-grandma's gown company. The GGG, the great-grandma's gown company. It can't end here. I didn't have my pina colada yet.
The world is gone forever. You can picture it, boys. A new movie's coming out. Gone forever. The third sequel. And who's stopping it? The world's about to destroy the little Yanko Pfeffenheimer, sitting a little squirmish, a little guy, squeaky little guy, about 35 pounds. 35 pounds, he's so skinny, he doesn't eat anything at all. Not even the lunch in Tveres Chaim, so good. This little Yanko Peppercorn, whatever his last name, you don't even know what his last name is. Seeing it all scrunched up. Working out in the gym, Bob Weinstein, with his bulging muscles. He's pumping iron on my side. Mamish, he has Mamish 600 pound muscles he has on my side. He lifts up more than Ukrainians can lift up. And he's sitting there on my side. He's upholding the world. No. The world's not going to end. I'll stop it. Superman. I'll fly in the air and stop the world from being destroyed. Yakko Pfeffenheimer! The squatty little guy! He can't even lift toilet paper! He's sitting there learning Gemara! The whole entire world is in his hands. He got the whole wide world! In his hands! Little Yanko Sprawny Pfeffenkorn, Happenheimer, whatever his last name is. We don't even care what his last name is. He's holding up the whole world! Look at that moment that he's learning Torah about himself. The world has existence. The world can keep going. But if it stops, I can't do the greatest thing about himself. I'm singing great songs! I'm doing a kumzitz with a trombone. Unbelievable. There's no toilet there. I don't care. But if you put your trombone, the trombone's going out soon also. They're saving lives. They're doing chesed organization. It's working great. They're giving out cans of pickles all over Eretz Yisrael. Everybody's getting a can of pickle for Shavuos. The Shavuos pickle drive. Everybody's going to get a can of pickles. The world will cease to exist. Sorry, no pickles this Shavuos. Because the Torah is what keeps the world going. And 1 second it stops, no one in the entire world is learning. Back. Drawing board, Hashem says. Back to Kodesh nice and gracious. Null and void, nothingness, emptiness, nothing. So I ask you, you could ask me or ask each other, a very, very partial question. The Chodesh, what we feel we just established about that, appeared Rashi and the Chazal. Push the understanding that Chaim Lachman teaching us that the whole entire world is being supported for Torah And the more Torah it is, the more bracha comes to the world. That's why the Baisai, it's a pellet of Gazaka Baisai. I'm going to sing on Kippur Cotton today after we finish. And we have to understand why we're going to sing on Kippur Cotton today. Not because we want to make sure that you have a bigger, bigger appetite for supper tonight. And it will delay until we finish till we get to it. But to understand the Baisai that what's going down here in Eretz Yisrael now, what they're trying to do in Eretz Yisrael here now, the Baisai, trying to rip the Bnei Torah out of the base membership, Baisai. Trying to destroy the Bnei Torah, Baisai. But more so, Baisai, trying to destroy the world. They don't understand what they're doing with this. They don't understand what they're doing. They understood what they were doing. The Gemara says in Sukkah, the Gemara says, if the Goyim knew what the Beis HaMikdash, how much bracha the Beis HaMikdash brought to the world, they would have never destroyed it. They don't understand how much bracha there was. But the Beis HaMikdash around, the plenty, the bracha, the parnasa, all the problems we have today, Rosa, all the sickness that's in the world, Rahman al-Islam, all the problems, shidduchim, everything, it's all because we don't have Beis HaMikdash, Rosa. That's why we sit on the floor and we mourn a Tisha B'Av, because there's no Beis HaMikdash. And everybody's worried, oh, what can we do? Yeah, we have to do something, get the Beis HaMikdash back, Rosa. Everything will be handled that. When we have Beis HaMikdash, we do the Korbanos. We don't have to get rid of our Averis. We have no Averis. Our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is unbelievable. Only bracha, Rabbeinu. And Nasa, everybody's making millions of Rabbeinu. There's no Forbes anymore. Everybody's on Forbes. The Beis HaMikdash, everybody's on Forbes. And when there's more Torah in the world, Rabbeinu, you're right, there's no Torah. The world comes to destruction. And there's more Torah in the world. You know what that does for the world, Rabbi Yisrael? You know how much blessing it brings, Rabbi Yisrael? In the Chukosei Teilechu, last week's parasha, in the Sati Kishmei HaPikiton, all the bracha to Eretz Yisrael comes by a minas HaTorah, Rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara says in Megillah that when Yonas Ben Azil was metargim the Nevi'im, Eretz Yisrael had its first earthquake. The whole Eretz Yisrael shook like a bottle being shaken. Before a championship, they want to spray the champagne, you shake that bottle. The whole Eretz Yisrael shook on the Richter scale. There was no moment to measure it. It was such a big earthquake. What happened? Terrible on baby. What happened? There's only two times in Shas we found this happening. The first time, in the Baba Kama, when the Yidden were trying to hide from the Romans, they were still in the base of Minish, and they were secretly bringing in Korbanos every day, and this was their protection. The Romans found out about it, and one day they sneaked in, they used to pull a pulley of the Korban outside the base of Minish. They would pull in the Korban into the base of Minish, they would offer it up. The Romans found out, and they put a pig, a chazir, a dover ach, inside the machine, and they were pulling out, he stuck his fingers into the walls of the base of Minish, and the whole Eretz Yisrael shook. That was the first time. The second time, Gemara Megillah, but the Gemara that happened was this mice, that the Eretz Yisrael shook when he's metargim, Yonasan ben Zil was metargim the Torah, the Nevi'im. So the mice are fret in the first one. I don't understand why is that so shaking so much. I understand that case. A pig sticks his nails into the bunch of the base of the meat. So shook 400 million pounds, 100 million pounds. I understand when the pig sticks is there, but why is that so shake? Why is that so shake when he's retiring? He wrote a tagging. He wrote a translation of the Vim. Why? It says the choices read in the Megillah Gimel. You know why it shakes? The Tosis read said, what's so good about translating it? So the Tosis read, when he translated it, people are not going to work as hard. You have the translation, so you just read the translation. You don't work at it. They're not going to work as hard. The pasuk says, "Im tu amelim b'torah v'chukosei teilecho v'nasati kishmecha b'itam." The unbelievable bracha that comes to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. When Chazal talk about fat fruits. Unbelievable what the type of fruit. The Gemara talks about even trees
that are not fruit-bearing trees are going to come out with fruits. All of a sudden, you see a tree out here looks like a regular tree. All of a sudden, bananas are going to grow. You walk out here, the tree for a break. What's doing, Shmuel? How's your day? How's the rain going along? All of a sudden, a banana's going to come out. Chiquita banana. Chiquita banana coming out of the trees. This tree's not a tree. Not a tree. What's it doing here? So Chazal Bracha. Why? Because this Torah, Alma Torah, working hard in Torah. That brings unbelievable Bracha. It just goes crazy. There's no stop. The world is going to be, the Eretz Yisrael is going to be, there's not going to be end to how much food they're going to have. They said they're not going to have any room for storage. It's just going to be endless. They're not going to be able to handle. Why? Amelim Adoyra. So that means very, very gishmak. That the whole Bracha of Eretz Yisrael comes from Amelim Adoyra. That Christ will see in the Beis Medrash. If they're not going to have that. So what's going to happen? There's no Bracha. Eretz Yisrael is not going to produce. If it doesn't produce, Rachmon and Son, that's why Eretz Yisrael shook. Eretz Yisrael shook. We're not going to be able to learn like we used to learn. We're not going to work hard to understand the Torah. We're not going to have the Bracha. Eretz Yisrael feels it. Earthquake. Rachmon and Son. And what they want to do now is pull us out of the base of Medrash. The Zeros, they want to take you out of the base Medrash. They want to take the Shiur Bracha and take them out from the learning that there should be all of that Torah. That's going to destroy our Eretz Yisrael. I said it to Choridoma, that's Mestavra, I didn't hear from anybody. But I said if they do that, everybody has to leave Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shach said it anyway for a different reason. Rav Shach said if they make this Gezerah, then he said if they ever make Gezerah, you can't learn yet, you just move to a different land. We're here to learn Torah, that's our job. To follow the Torah. They don't want us to learn Torah, we'll go to a different country. Nine, 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 nine. Everybody will fly into America, but I say, and we'll learn there. There's no reason to be in Eretz Yisrael if we can't learn Torah here, but I say. I'm sorry. The Kol Baleva. Sorry, I think I'm a Tzioni also, because I came to live here more than people in America saying, oh, my Tzioni, where's your allegiance to Israel, sitting in his Borough Park mansion, eating, you know, his Israeli Jaffa oranges. I love Eretz Yisrael also. I eat falafel. I'm a religious, you know, I like Israel. Here, come into my closet. I love Israel. You don't believe all. You should have learned there in Israel all day. I live there! He's telling me I don't love Eretz Yisrael. Sitting there with his I Love Israel eating Jaffa oranges in his nice fancy mansion in who knows where, telling me how he's, I believe that you should serve the army. Where's your allegiance? I eat Jaffa oranges. Telling me he has allegiance to Israel. But getting back, but the mice at the end of the day, the boys, I have a different swara. There's no Hezbollah, Boyside. There's no Hezbollah. Anybody here could give me a logical Hezbollah. How could it be, Boyside, that we are a nation here in Eretz Yisrael, the Halak of Eretz Yisrael, we should all live here forever, Boyside, the greatest of lands, the land of that's Main Olam Haba, about it we love Eretz Yisrael, we have to have a love for Eretz Yisrael, the difference was not for now, Boyside, and we should have a desire to live here. But live it for the right reasons, that we can become Hashem's mitzvahs. That's why Eretz Yisrael is for us. Like someone once said, well, what are they fighting over the land of Israel? The whole reason we have a right to the land of Israel is because the Torah says it, but if you don't believe in it, you don't keep the Torah, you have no right to tell the Arabs not to be here. The whole reason you'll have a right to Eretz Yisrael is because Hashem, who gave the Torah, said it's ours. But if you don't believe in Hashem and His Torah, so what do you have when you have no right to Eretz Yisrael? But B'kitzah, but how's it we're surviving here? How are we living here, boys? 70 billion Arabs around us, boys. And they're not our best friends, even if they offer us a piece of watermelon on the end of the knife, Rabbi said. They want to really give us the knife and eat the watermelon, even though they're offering us the watermelon on the knife. They'd rather take the watermelon and give us the knife. But we're not buying the knife. They might just give it to us for free one day. That's for sure. That's for the leader. why is it? How is it possible this time? How is it possible that we're living in such a country? This has no Hezbollah, they say, intelligent Hezbollah, no one can get a Hezbollah. If someone said that if they all just spat, you'd all drown. 70 billion people just spat, everybody said. They all they just started to make a war on things. Well, shoot, there's billions of people with a little bit of ammunition. Billions. I'm talking about Saudi Arabia, everybody said. These Arabs reproduce and have like ants, everybody said. They have 60 wives, 780 children. That's a small family. Billions and billions of boys. You thought the Mexicans were better, by saying, come down the house. That place is billions. They have hundreds of wives. Who knows what's going on over there? But hundreds and hundreds of kids, each guy, who knows? That billions of people, by saying. And that's how you get ammunition from the west south, from the north, from everywhere, by saying. What's shy? How is it shy? They're not. Territory, the place is very simple. It's totally protected, by saying. Torah is manga mati, Torah protects. Torah protects of Israel. Even the biggest Israel, the ones who really understand that this Torah, they're deep down, they understand. They said before they went to bomb the Iraqi nuclear reactor, they went to the stipler to get the bracha. They knew the Torah of the stipler, the big army soldiers. They went to the stipler to get his bracha. They knew without his bracha, they won't be able to succeed. And the Stapel Tower told him, give you a bracha, I'll down with you at 7. No, they said the operation's at 6:30. I'll down with you at 7. And when we put the kids, that's when the operation went to, and it was successful, the bomb, the nuclear reactor. But they went to the Stapel first. They know it deep down also, but just political propaganda. But at the end of the day, everybody said, if Chas v'Chalila, if these Zeros come, Lemaisli, Chas v'Chalila, everybody said, Sofer Shaldova, I hold this is a sakana to live here. We happen to live here. The only thing that protects is Torah. If they take us out of the basement, so it's not a sakana. You can't be in that sort of sakana. You're not allowed to come to live in that sort, even though it's the best mitzvah, the most important mitzvah. But in the sakana, Tosis and Subis Kofiut says one of the reasons why it might not be on the, today is not proud, today it's less. But Tosis says that's sakana. But today, Baruch Hashem, we've seen that's not a sakana, but because there's so much Torah now. But it's actually they take us out of the Torah. What is that? Take the Torah out of Eretz Yisrael, let's say it's a sakana to go to Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to come, not even visit. Not even to come to the Prima Palace Hotel for a weekend. A nice weekend in the Ramada. Even if they're offering you full board with dessert, cheesecake for dessert. You're not allowed to come. Because it's sakana, you're not allowed to go to a mokum sakana. So the boys said, we're holding at a matzah where everything is in sakana. They want to take the day, the Torah from the world. The whole bracha to Eretz Yisrael, especially, and to the whole world of Mosai. Take away the Koyach HaTorah of the world. This is a shiloh of trying to destroy the world of Mosai. If you knew people were trying to destroy the world of Mosai, you would sit there and dive in and go crazy. You'd feel Chas V'Shalom North Korea's attacking with their atomic Chingwan Shinu, whatever his name is, and he's a Meshuggah who has 700 warheads with atomic bombs, and he's His hands are like free at night, and he sleeps by the buttons, and he rolls over, and he could just slip and press two buttons, and the whole America is gone, a boy said. You'd be battling there, you'd be scared, let's get after him, let's get that guy. A boy said, someone's here in the Chas V'Shalom trying to destroy the world, a boy said. Take the Torah that keeps the world going, and try to destroy the world. Chas V'Shalom, it's like that North Korea guy. Don't call me the shrews, they're going to come after me, the Israeli guards tomorrow. Oh, he compared this thing to the, but we all, as we understand the voice side, that's what it is. You take Torah out from the world, the voice is sakana. Torah is the paramount of everything, the voice side. So I ask a very simple question, the voice side. How is it that Torah was given by Midbar? The most paramount of things, the most hushing of things in the world, is where should be given lights, cameras, action! We should be, I don't know where, Abayzai. We should drop that ball and should be mamish lights, cameras, action in some major auditorium. I don't know where the biggest thing that holds, the Grand Seum. What's that? MetLife Stadium. We should get the biggest stadium in the world. With lights, big boards, in a midbar. That's what Torah is given. You don't have so much time, Rabbi Yisai. The answer to this question, Rabbi Yisai, is so, so harsh, Rabbi Yisai. And it needs time in itself, Rabbi Yisai, but the main Yisai, Rabbi Yisai. Which I thought of this year, I came to this year, this Yisai. But the Torah was given by Midbar to teach us a big Yisai, Rabbi Yisai. That in order for us to learn Torah, in order for us to see the Geschmack from Torah, we need one thing, Rabbi Yisai. It has to be without distractions. It has to be without distractions. In order for us to enjoy it, to get into it, to really have the hanah, we can't be distracted. This is the downfall of every single person that wants to get a German of Torah, and he doesn't get it. The Chazanish writes, HaDerech LaGir LeKach, to get his Ayin David Sifus, continuous, without breaking of ourselves. He says, V'lamed Shoach, V'hafz Shoach, V'kim HaToyu, to stop 1 minute, to learn for an half hour, 10 minutes, phone call from a good friend. I haven't spoken to him in 3 years. A lot to catch up on. How's it going? How's life? How's your grandmother? How's your brother? How's your sister? How's your mother? How's your kid? How's your dad? How's your cat? How's your dog? How's your bird? How's your day? Okay, fine. Finish the conversation. Ding, ding, ding! Phone call, very important. Oh, check. Long lost uncle. He's for sure lost. He calls you up, how's it going? You know the recipe for wonton soup? Yeah. He put one second. Okay, very nice. Oh, Rabbi Akiva! Ding, ding, ding! Hello? Yes! Who is this? Your mailman! What's your grandmother's postal service? Grandma Charlie! One second, I'll take out my wallet. Grandma Charlie lives! Okay, go oh, yeah. Very important. She's dead! I'm out of the Kiva. Time for a coffee break. I learned so much, but 8 seconds. How's the new cigarettes that came out? How was supper last night? How was supper 2 nights ago? How was supper 3 nights ago? How was supper 4 nights ago? How many days did you mind? How was supper 5 nights ago? What are they serving for supper tomorrow night? Seder is over! Rabbi, I'm not enjoying my learning. I'm really not enjoying it. I don't know why. I learned about 8 seconds, second Seder yesterday. It was improving on last week. It was average 4 seconds. Getting better. I'm just not enjoying it. Maybe I have an eitzah for me. 1 second, Rabbi. Ding, ding, ding! Yes, burger bars here. String beans or potato chips! Thousands of interruptions of my side, thousands of distractions. And the Yetzer knows that's it. Just keep those phones on that guy. Let him have 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 phones! This show phone now just came in from America! Ding, ding, ding! Do you have any heels for me? My shoe man! 1 second! 6, 4, 2! Nothing on my mind! Maybe Because Torah, Rabbi Isaac, is a yichud. You know what Torah is? Torah is an intimacy, a yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you want to get closer with him. That's by learning more and more smarter without stopping, without talking, without schmoozing about Chinese vegetables. The stupidest conversation with myself for hours and hours and hours. Stupidity upon stupidity on my side. And you get nothing from it. You feel so empty. You spoke 2 hours in the base about green beans. How you like them sauteed with garlic and this and that. And salate Eisenbach. Which one is better, and the herring, and this, and that, and this, the pill, and this, and that. Hours and hours and hours, and it doesn't stop. And it's meanwhile, the Yetzirah is so smart, because he knows if you sit there and learn a half hour, I say, try it your life, and I'll tell you, you sit there and a half hour, no phones, everything out of the bay, no distractions, I'm starting out 20, 30, whatever, 40 minutes. The Chazlish says, if you do that for hours, you'll enter into an Olam Haba. You'll taste Olam Haba. You'll taste Olam Haba. You do it for a long time, just learning and just concentrating and not being distracted. It's the destruction of every Bachar. And that's the lesson by Midbar. You want to taste Torah. You want to be intimate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just picture the scene of Bachar. Can you imagine the scene of Bachar? The guys get married. And then he's on his way, he's taking his collar, Avada, he's taking his collar to the tent, everybody's in Samaya, and here it is, the boy said, the Yichud room, they're calling it the Yichud room. Imagine the boy said, the first, Baruch Hashem, the first time they're together, he has 7 phones on it. Just imagine the scene, what a beautiful, beautiful man this is. So respectful! His dry cleaners just called! His boxes are ready! All pressed and clean! No problem! Excuse me, honey! I'm sorry, it's the boxer is calling. And he gets another call. What type of wife wants to stay with him? He doesn't give her attention. Torah is up above his prayer. His Adama is a very jealous wife. She wants to be intimate with the man. Torah. You got phones. You got this. You got that. You can't get intimate with Torah. But if you push it all the way, you start slow. I gave you a few minutes of this week. Start with 20 minutes, the beginning of Seder. 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Take a certain amount of time. We're not talking. I don't care what comes out. The most important thing. Something so important. President Obama got a nose job. Something so important for me to know right now. Which nostril they changed. Was it the left or the right? The whole machlokes, the base measures, the 2 hour machlokes. He thought they were arguing the Rashba. Mamish, each guy was describing what part of the nostril they changed. Was it the left or the right? Changing that nostril. Listen. I don't care. It's important to know. Listen, next time he blows his nose, where it comes out from. It's very important to know. At the end of the day, Rabbi Isaac, you ruined your chance to get intimate with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You ruined your chance to come close and feel the feeling of people Olam Haba. So next time you come to me and say, lay it on the stage, Rabbi Isaac. Sit and learn 20 minutes straight, but sit and concentrate, focus on it, and slowly build it up. No breaks, no helps, Rabbi Isaac. His way to place that. You have to realize the Mishnah says, Dalek Nemi Ato Omel, we're sitting here with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, place that. When we learn, we're sitting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Mishnah, Dalek Nemi Ato Omel, you're sitting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's Rose there, he wants to teach you, he wants to get close to you. Through Torah, we get close with him, and we go ahead and talk about the big nonsense. This is the assertive of Rabbi Baruch Hu, no distraction. That's what they said it's supposed to be, not distractions, to sit and to learn. Whatever it is, whatever you chose, I can't do 5 hours ready, yet. Beis Hashem, you'll see if you get the Shema, you can do 10 hours. But I can't do that yet, ready. Half hour you can do, just sitting and not making up what you can do, so we're just going to sit and learn now. We're going to concentrate on the material, and we're not going to talk anything about the Torah for that half hour. We're not going to talk about anything. I don't care about this. And then you go through to it, you go say, and you see the half hour, Geschmack, it's a new shop, it's taste the geschmack of it. I guarantee money back guarantee of us, but you gotta do it, you gotta focus on it. And you do it day in, day out, but it got smarter, that's how you become great of us. Every god! Every single god of us, you look, was the opportunity and the way, the desire, and very and the Watson, the true Watson, and the conviction, 100%, to learn for hours upon hours without stopping, without breaking, without that. People would have been doing the life back. The Vilna Goin used to get up after his 2 hour day, 8 hours straight on his feet, it was alerting. He became the Vilna Goin. We will become great at myself. The one thing that's stopping is this receivers, this continuity, being continuous, learning without breaking. It's hard sometimes, but as it goes, it gets sweeter and sweeter. We just got to give the opportunity. And so it gets right in, right away, the discussion about that, about this, what are you doing for Shabbos, what are you not doing for Shabbos, what this, what that. They say in the base, it's an hour, 2 hours, or the base is the learning. All the strategies out. We got to make it our midbar. At a time when Torah, they're threatening to take away Torah from us, they're threatening to destroy the world, but we have to be the keepers of the world. We have to keep it going. We have to keep the Torah, Gishmach, we have to keep the Torah unbelievable. We have to become something ourselves. The way to do that is by Midbar. Make yourself a place called the Midbar. No distractions. Learn God's mother. You'll become great. You make yourself into a great person, and you bring greatness to the world. You serve to the bracha of Torah, the world will produce unbelievable bounty for us and for our families. There won't be anybody sick. There won't be anybody if we learn to be kovei, eat the beretzifus, not limit beretzifus. And we zeicha be'ez Hashem Yisbarach for the calling of Mashiach to Tenu.